I'm joined now by Brandon Holcup. Brandon is 19 years old and attends RNC, and he got in touch with RNIB Connect Radio recently because he was keen to share his experiences of lockdown and his new business venture. So first of all, Brandon, it's your first time on the station. Thanks very much for coming on.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on the station. I really appreciate your help with this.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I was born with a visual impairment, septo-optic dysplasia, and it basically means that the nerves that just connect my eyes to my brain aren't long enough, hence the reason why I can't see. And if I do see something, my brain won't register it, or my eyes won't register it. I'm not sure how that bit works. I live in Plymouth with my family, absolutely amazing. I think the best thing about lockdown was that we managed to have some proper quality time together. But also, it was hard in that I didn't always know what to do with myself. I'm sure you can agree.
And what were you doing at that point when lockdown happened?
Yeah, so when the first lockdown, obviously they told us that schools were going to close, and I think we were given a 3-day window in which we had to go home. So that was stressful. The second one, we had been at the RNC. Luckily, we'd been sent home early for Christmas. So when they started lockdown in January, we were already at home, so I didn't have to stress about traveling back.
So what effect did that have on you and your studies? I'd imagine it must have been quite an upheaval for you.
I think I struggled a little bit, especially with the first lockdown. I was trying to keep myself busy as best I could, but I couldn't, because obviously I've got friends living all over the country. I couldn't see them. I couldn't see extended family. I couldn't go and do things by myself. And that was the main problem at home, is that most of my independence is non-existent because I haven't lived at home for that long. I don't know my way around, for example, so I couldn't just go for a walk whenever I wanted to. I mean, education kind of kept me on the right path. It kind of kept me occupied. In the first lockdown, my timetable was very packed, well, more packed than it is now. And as a result, I'd spent hours sat at the dining room table working my head off on meeting after meeting. That was quite nice in a way. The only thing was is that some of the qualifications I'd wanted to do weren't able to happen, like the IT qualifications. At first, I didn't want to do the exams, but then I decided too late, obviously, that I should do the exams, get a good qualification that's recognized across the world, the country. So that couldn't happen. My independent living skills course couldn't happen. So the only course really that I was doing was English literature and business studies.
What's your situation now?
Now I'm back at the RNC. I'm doing business studies, home cooking skills, and IT, which obviously they're the two that I wanted to do in the first place. Obviously now I'm back in lessons, it's all returned to normal.
So, can you tell us about your new business? It's making pictures from Braille.
Yeah, so when I was younger, I really enjoyed creating Braille art, and obviously I still do. Recently, I decided to turn it into a business. And it all started when my mum and dad bought themselves a painting of a lion and a lioness looking at each other. And I knew then that because this was something that we as visually impaired people couldn't access, I knew that if I set up this Braille Pictures business, people would be interested, because Braille pictures are something that you can stick up on the wall or turn into a greetings card for somebody. Braille is basically our version of print or paint. And as a result, we use the Braille cells, the Braille contractions, to create pictures, all different designs, really.
And what was involved to get the business started?
Well, obviously, I started creating them, and obviously, I given a few to friends and family, and they said they were absolutely pretty good. So I went about advertising on Facebook, got some pictures of a few of the Braille pictures, and then somebody suggested to me that I get a website put together. Got the website, and that was the start of the business, really. And then obviously a family member purchased some for other visually impaired people. So we've had some publicity and we've had a few orders already.
Tell us about the very first one you made. What was that?
Oh, the first one I'd say was a dog. We've got two dogs at home, and I kind of thought you've just got to try and turn him into 2D. What would he look like in 2D?
How long does it take?
What, per picture?
Yeah, the dog, for instance.
So the dog takes anything up from 45 minutes to an hour. That's one of our biggest pictures. More detailed pictures like the dragon, well, they take an hour to an hour and 20 minutes or so.
So people can go on your website and order one, and you will make one to the same specification.
Yeah, so we've got a small catalogue up there at the moment. I'm waiting until I can get back home so we can get some more photos of other pictures. There's a small selection on there. I have got a whole list of Braille pictures that are available if anybody is interested. Then I can send that out. We have a catalogue on Google, so it's where the majority of the products are displayed. And on the website, if you click on the get a quote button and then scroll down to the bottom, there's an edit box where you can contact me basically with an order.
And Dragon's Den, watch out, because Brandon's already in profit.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yeah, well, the last two, possibly three orders now that I've made have made a big profit. I think that's going to be the state from now on.
So is this part of your plan for the future? Or are you still very much focused on your education just now?
So I'm due to finish education in July. I'm looking for a job in Braille, Braille transcription or Braille teaching. The business is going to be a very big part of my life if we get enough orders in. As it stands at the moment, business orders are coming in quite slowly. So with that in mind, I'm able to focus on education and the business. And I dare say it'd be the same when I get a job, unless we get a massive influx of orders.
What are you looking forward to most coming out of lockdown?
I'm looking forward to seeing extended family, sitting in my nan and granddad's garden, having a barbecue with my whole extended family, you know, anything that involves my whole family.
Is there anything that would help you, Brandon, coming out of lockdown?
I've been quite lucky, actually, in that I've always been with family, so social distancing, obviously they've been able to help a lot with that. Shopping, since I came back to the RNC, I was lucky in that I managed to get myself a priority slot, although they are quite expensive, with Tesco. So in reality, I think I have been really lucky in that respect.
And how do people get in touch with you, Brandon, and the website?
If anybody wants to get hold of me without going to the website, please do send me an email. It's allthings.esales@gmail.com.
Brandon, thanks for coming on and sharing your experiences, the ups and downs of the last 12 months. Good luck with the rest of your education and hopefully expanding All Things Dotty.
Thank you very much.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.